Speedboat Britain, 86% think government has done good job on vaccine program. By Victoria Friedman on February 9, 2021. Nearly 9 in 10 Britons think that the government has done a good job in its vaccination rollout scheme, which a political scientist has said, blows apart the declinist narrative about Brexit Britain. An Ipsos Mori poll published on Monday has revealed that 86% of Britons think that the Conservative government has done a good job at ensuring the UK has a coronavirus vaccine, compared to 7% who disagree. Astonishingly, that includes 84% of Labour voters. 78% of all those polled thinks the Johnson administration is doing a good job of ensuring that the public is vaccinated as soon as possible, while three-quarters agree that the government is making sure that different groups are receiving their inoculations in the right order. Academic and author Professor Matthew Goodwin of the University of Kent remarked of the survey, "When close to 90% of Brits say that the government has done a good job with the vaccines, it becomes a game-changer. It blows apart the declinist narrative about Brexit Britain and gives Boris Johnson a huge opportunity to reframe the country and his premiership." The strong support for the government on vaccinating the British public comes amidst increasing criticism of the European Union and its vaccination program. Brexit Britain, in decoupling itself from the European Union last year, left the European Medicines Agency and took its own gamble with drugs companies developing vaccines for the novel coronavirus. On December 2, the United Kingdom became the first country in the Western world to approve a vaccine against COVID-19 for public use. The European Commission demanded that it handle all vaccine procurement for the hundreds of millions of residents of the EU27, with the bloc's bloated bureaucracy ultimately being blamed for production delays at European vaccine plants last month. As a result of the two approaches, the UK has vaccinated more than 18% of its population compared to around 4% in the EU on average, with Germany having a vaccine rate of 3.7%. The British Remainer-backing press found itself last week criticising the bloc for its vaccine fiasco, despite Project Fear predictions from the establishment media less than a year ago that Brexit will slow down coronavirus vaccine availability in UK. The European press has also poured scorn on the EU, calling the debacle the biggest confidence-destroying programme in its history and calling European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen a failed politician, which her native Germany disposed of like nuclear waste in the final repository of Brussels. German media was not shy about heaping praise on Boris Johnson and Brexit, however, writing that Brexit Boris laid the foundation for vaccination success and labelled the EU's handling of vaccines the best advertisement for Brexit. After weeks of attempting to blame everyone else around her, Commission President von der Leyen admitted, in part, that the bloc was at fault for delays. Alluding to the UK, she said, "Alone, a country can be a speedboat, while the EU is more like a ship." She added that the EU should have thought more, in parallel, about mass production and the challenges it poses and could have formalized drugs supply chains earlier. However, despite the EU being so far behind the UK, von der Leyen maintained that, "I am absolutely convinced that the European approach is the right one."